Well, either we're in deeper trouble than we think, or else President Obama is about to pull off one of the great political tactical maneuvers of recent history. Now, the biggest problem that the president has had in Congress has been the Blue Dog Democrats and the turncoat senators of his own party. These are the people who, for their own re-election, are willing to break from the Obama and political leadership of the Democratic Party in order to score points with the right wing who gave them such a hard time in those town meetings last year back home. Well, that is being alleviated to some degree. The retirement package for Congress is so good that a number of Democrats in those swing areas are looking at the next year and saying, do I really want to spend all spring whoring for contributions in order to spend all summer and fall spending their money in order to get something done about reelecting me so that then they can come to my office and put the arm on me every time they have a special interest? Do I really want to do that, or should I take 80 cents on the dollar, retire, and get myself a high-paid consultancy someplace on something that I can use my congressional background as a resume? Considerable number of them are doing that. So, here comes the president with Wednesday's speech, which will be the first of his State of the Union speeches, and according to the teases being dropped by the White House, is going to feature a couple of major changes. One is the three-year freeze. We're going to stop discretionary spending for, hold it at the current levels, for 3 years, starting next year. That starting next year is important because the second item on the agenda tomorrow will be major programs to start jobs. There will be tax breaks for small businesses. There will be direct investment into police and fire, among other things. There will be hiring on the small number of shovel-ready projects that they still have. And there may even be an extension of things like Job Corps and other federal programs to put more people to work between now and next election. And if they can get those programs through before the job free, the spending freeze goes into place next spring, I guess next winter, then they have accomplished something by putting these programs into the budget in a fairly permanent situation for the next 3 years. In addition, by putting those freezes on programs that are there, you have to remember that the cuts are going to be in departments. Within that department, it is up to the bureaucrats who will hopefully be Obama appointees or at least overseen in those to comb out the programs that don't work. If you have to cut 10% off of your agency, you're going to cut it out of the programs, hopefully, that aren't really important, the little earmarks that your congressman sent home for the last several elections. Think, if you will, the mohair subsidy or the national tea taster whom Jimmy Carter tried to get rid of, and as near as I can tell, he's still around, but I might be wrong. The point is, there's a lot of nits to be combed out of the hair of our federal discretionary spending. And this gives the Obama administration a license to go hunting and an opportunity to lock in some serious federal jobs programs. Hot shot if he pulls it off. But then again, one never knows. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hipp. On the Pig on the Radio, none of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station. its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
It belongs to me. I've had it for a long time. There's nothing like it in this world. It's mine. I know you want it, and I really can't blame you. You'd like to touch it, but if you do, I'll maim you. So if you value your life, you value your face, you'll accept this at face value. It's mine, I won't share it, it's mine. I feel the envy in your eyes each time you see it. But you know that it's rightfully mine, you'd better believe it. And when I'm gone and you're alone, don't even try it. 'Cause I'll know, yes, I'll know, and you could never deny it. So if you value your life, you value your face, you'll accept this at face value. It's mine, I won't shed it, it's mine. It is a treasure, uniquely one of a kind. Any king would be proud to possess. It's mine. It's my pleasure, my comfort, my joy. It is the love of my life. On an island alone by myself in a sea of desire. So if you value your life, you value your face, you'll accept this at face value. It's mine, I won't shed it, it's mine. Mine!
Reality is a bad trip. Love is beautiful.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.